I chaired the Monkfish Committee meeting, and the committee made a motion and asked that I bring it, with the intent of me bringing it to you today. It's a request for emergency action to the service. I'll do my best to try to answer the questions that I know you're going to have about this. I'm not sure. Karen, did Phil email you the motion? There it is. So it's to recommend the council request the RA take emergency action to close the Gillnet three-hour rule loophole consistent with the proposal being recommended for Framework 5 as soon as possible to prevent overfishing the 07 target tack and invoking the 09 backstop provision adopted in Framework 4. You're probably going, what does that mean? I'll let Maggie start because she handled this with the advisory panel the day before, and then I'll step in and fill in what the committee did in the discussion we had.
Thank you. I think it deserves a little explanation of exactly what the three-hour loophole is. When the day gillnet category was established in the groundfish plan and then carried over into the monkfish plan, those gillnet vessels, because they leave their gear in the water and do not bring it home at the end of the trip, are charged a minimum time on a day of 15 hours, and they have other they have net limitations in times. They have to take their gear out of the water and so forth to try to be an equivalent to a vessel that does bring its gear home at the end of the trip. And in that, there was a provision which was considered a safety provision that would allow, if a vessel went out in a time frame of less than 3 hours and came back in because of mechanical problems or bad weather, that that time would count as actual time and not be charged the 15 hours. So what has come to light is the fact that this three-hour provision is being exploited by quite a bit, apparently. There was one vessel that made 95 trips in under 3 hours, bringing in the trip limit. That's compared to a days at sea allocation of 12 days or 23 days. So quite a bit of landings over what was intended for that vessel to have. And this is, there's only certain ports where people are able to do this. And so that's probably one of the reasons why it came to light, was because the people who couldn't do it, you know, were unhappy about that. And so, but to their credit, there were two people, one member of the advisory panel and one member of the audience, who explained that they had been actually doing this since the inception of the plan, and they agreed that it needed to be stopped. So the advisors were trying to figure out a way to prevent the 2007 tack from being exceeded, because the consequences of that are potentially that the there could be no days at sea allocations in 2009. So they recommended that the council take emergency action to deal with that. In addition, they also made a recommendation, and again, this was to try to prevent exceeding the 2007 tack, that the regional administrator take emergency action to reduce the number of carryover days at sea. However, that recommendation did not prevail in the committee. The only thing that prevailed was the agreement to try to stop this three-hour loophole as quickly as possible. So if anybody has any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Yeah, just to restate, the intent of asking for this emergency action is to not trigger that backstop. The backstop was built into Framework 4, which we already approved and which is now implemented. Maggie's correct. If the TAC is exceeded by 30% or more in this year, then the result is no fishery in 2009. That's hardwired into the system. It was necessary at the time, given the status of the resource. That was the decision we had to make As you all know, we have had new information. We have a new stock assessment that indicates that the resources rebuilt and overfishing is not occurring. That does not negate the backstop right now. The backstop is still wired to the TAC. So in light of the fact that last year, specifically in the southern fishery management area, the TAC was exceeded by, I believe, 64 or 67%. There's concern, real concern, when you look at projections that we could actually trigger this backstop. And that's why the AP is so concerned, and that's why the committee agreed with the AP on this point. And I'm here today bringing forward a recommendation from the committee asking you to support this. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, if I could just add to that, the advisory panel also, in addition to the TAC issue, the advisory panel also felt that this practice should be ended as quickly as possible because it is such an egregious violation of a safety provision that was provided. And then when people take that advantage of that kind of situation, that is just totally unacceptable.
Questions, Dave?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to this at all. I have two questions. So one is exactly how do you propose to close it? I mean, are you going to charge them for 4 hours if they stay out 4 hours? Are you going to say nobody can land fish in less than 3 hours? I mean, I'm not sure there's a simple fix here. So that's one question. And the second question is one more to Gene, really, where we haven't noticed this in any way. I realize we're only asking for a request for emergency action. We're not taking action, but is it legal for us to do this without having notified the public that we're considering it?
Both good questions. Jane, the second one?
Well, it's the agenda actually states something that is probably not accurate in terms of emergency measures. I mean, if there's been no opportunity to make notice or to give notice to the public in time for a meeting at which the emergency request is made, then I think it is appropriate, provided that that there was no other opportunity to give notice to the public about this, or adequate notice, sufficient notice to the public that this measure would come up. I mean, by definition, an emergency is something that is not immediately or is not does not have advance warning, in most cases, sufficient to warrant notice. So if there hasn't been time to give notice, then I think it's appropriate to make a recommendation. I mean, the other option is if there was time to have given notice, then it can be brought up again at the November council meeting. So I'm not sure what the timing was when this first became apparent.
To answer that question, I don't believe that the committee or the advisory panel had back the analysis that was performed by the statistics office and the regional office statistics branch prior to having a meeting that occurred prior to the posting of the agenda on this council for this council meeting. So the opportunity to put notice that we would discuss and possibly take action on this issue on our agenda wasn't possible. The information was looked at by the advisory panel 2 days ago and the committee yesterday. And that was the first, those two meetings represent the first opportunity that the committee or the AP had to understand what the impact of this three-hour loophole is. So to the point of whether or not we could have broadcast it, I'm comfortable with the fact that this is the first chance we've had. To Dave's first part of Dave's question, what are we replacing it with, or what's the remedy? This issue was dealt with by the committee yesterday. As you know, we're working on Framework 5 to approve the biological reference points that we got as a result of the more recent assessment. as well as a couple of other items that the council charged us to look at. And we've built into our recommendations in Framework 5 a solution to this. So in the motion, it references consistent with the proposal being recommended for Framework 5. That proposal is the following. I think it's on the board. It should be part of Phil's original email. Okay, there it is in italics. Yeah. All gillnet monkfish trips are counted as a minimum of 15 hours, period. Vessels returning to port in less than 3 hours without landings will contact enforcement as soon as possible and prior to the close of the next business day to have their day at sea use corrected. That's what the committee came up with.
Okay. Well, obviously, I couldn't see that before. So, so it's just to monkfish, or is it all landings? I mean, any boat that lands anything?
This is for gillnet monkfish trips. Directed
on a monkfish day at sea.
They have to be on a monkfish day at sea.
Okay.
So it's not for somebody on a groundfish day at sea.
Right.
It could be, but it's not.
This question may come up in the groundfish plan. I don't know.
Okay.
But this action is specific to directed monkfish day at sea fishing.
Okay. I get it now. Thank you.
And also, Phil and the council on part of the discussion we had yesterday, I think you can request an emergency action and suggest a remedy or a solution, but that doesn't guarantee that's what the council or the industry is going to end up with for a remedy. And I just need to put that out there as well. John Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Two things. One, you probably need to get a second.
I didn't do that, did I?
What?
It was a committee motion.
Okay. Then the point that I would suggest is a little language change because the word loophole indicates a negative connotation, I think, to most people. It certainly does to me. And recognizing that the council acted on groundfish and on monkfish to put in the 3-hour rule, they did not consider it a loophole when they put it in. And I think that you might just want to drop that word to just reflect that it's the 3-hour rule that you're talking about. And if you're going to make it consistent with the other proposal, that's fine. But I think the word loophole, to some probably it is a loophole. To others, though, in the council, it shouldn't be represented as a loophole.
Okay. Being that it's a committee motion, I'm going to ask for an amendment.
Yeah, I hate to go through that process, but I move that to amend and drop the word loophole.
Is there a second? Seconded by everybody. Rip Cunningham. Any further discussion? Mike Leary.
I opposed this yesterday at the committee motion, and I'm opposed to this today. When you ask the regional administrator, you're going to be careful what you ask for. If she considers that there is, in fact, an emergency, and just this loophole doesn't do it, we could lose the carryover days. She could lower trip limits. This opens a whole can of worms, and I'm opposed to asking her for emergency action yesterday and today.
Consistent. Anyone else? Pat. Yeah. We're on the motion to amend right now. Anything else? Okay. Sally?
Yeah, the way it reads, it doesn't quite make sense to just get rid of the word loophole. To close the gillnet 3-hour rule.
How about after rule to be consistent? Or to change the, instead of close, say change the gillnet 3-hour rule to be consistent with, et cetera, et cetera. I think that probably helps. Thanks, Kelly.
Comfortable with that, Sally? Okay. Anyone else on the motion to amend? Call a question. All those in favor of the motion to amend, please raise your hand. Opposed? One opposed. Any abstentions? Nope. Motion to amend carries. We're on the main motion. Any further discussion? Pat.
What's the emergency? What's the emergency? You're trying to avoid something that's going to happen in 2009. And is the three-hour thing we're not calling a loophole, you know, it's something we're aware of. It's something that, in fact, I think we raised to you in our letter to you, so we're playing a little bit of ping-pong here. you need to deal with the three-hour issue. You need to deal with the carryover day issue if we're going to stay within the targets for this fishery. That there is a backstop measure seems to be what's driving this, and the backstop measure kicks in 2009. So is it really a concern for the resource, or is it more a concern that the backstop measure is going to kick in 2009? I ask the question again, what's the emergency? And just before I sign off here, and hopefully for the last time, we enforcement and the regional office both opposed the proposal from the committee. So you can be sure that if we did an emergency action, that's not what it would be. So I just want to make it clear.
Anyone else? Okay. Maggie.
Speaking on behalf of AFM, based on what Pat just said, I just am personally, and our membership is appalled that this practice is taking place, and a little really uncomfortable about the fact that the regional administrator is probably not going to implement the remedy that the committee has recommended here, and I'd be really concerned about what she does do as an alternative. So it's really unfortunate that people do take advantage of these kind of safety provisions that the council provides for them. And I would say I hope you keep that in mind when people come to the microphone and claim that there's a safety problem. And as I've always urged people, you know, that's a really dangerous game to play, to argue that there's a safety problem when there isn't one. I think this one was a legitimate one. That three-hour rule was a legitimate proposal to have in the plan, but it's unfortunate that people took advantage of it. So I guess I have to urge you not to vote for this request, basically, as I said, because I'm afraid of what the regional administrator would do in response. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? All those in favor of the main motion as amended, please raise your hand. Zero. Opposed? Everyone. 15 opposed. Okay, unless there's any other business to bring before the council. Maggie.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Just one question. Given the Amendment 11 schedule, will there be any opportunity for the council to comment on the proposed rule? I know in the past the council often commented on proposed rules, and then the way the council meeting schedule is now, that's very difficult often to do. I really do think this Northern Gulf of Maine thing needs to be reconsidered by the council, and so I'm just wondering if there's going to be any opportunity or any plans for the council to comment on the Amendment 11 proposed rule.
What we normally do on proposed rules is have the staff person that submitted the plan look at it to make sure it's consistent with the vote. So if it was a vote that you don't agree with, we're not going to have a comment that the council didn't agree with it. We only look at the substance of the regulations to make sure it fits the intent of what we submitted.
Well, okay, in that case, I would urge state directors in the adjoining states to reconsider this in their own comments on the proposed rule. Thank you.
Any other business for the council? Okay, adjourned. We'll see you in a couple weeks.